Go. The countdown is on to Valentine's Day coming up February 14th. And if you want to spend it right here in Valentine, Nebraska, hey, come on down. Go to visitvalentine.com, find out things to do. And of course, that's Bull Bash. So go to bullbash.net and you can see where they line the bulls up on Main Street. Lots of bargains around town, a quilt show, and a whole lot more. So check it out on February 14th. And I have something Valentine's Day related I'm going to share today. So get your little hanky ready to wipe the tear away.
Oh, it's okay. Going to be one of those moments. All right. Well, before you jump into that, I'm going to jump into Tri-State Livestock News. You, too, can immerse yourself in the world of ranching. Like that segue?
That's pretty good.
Thanks. You, too, can dive into ranching with Tri-State Livestock News with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News, Belle Fourche, South Dakota, is where it originates out of.
Something that was sent to us by Kelly Thompson, and it's been in the file for a while, but I don't know that I've heard it for quite some time, so I thought I would share this, Seeking SWF. This cowboy came in today and placed this ad before me. Could you print it today? He was desperate, I could see. I read the ad. It wasn't your typical kind. He was seeking a female, but one that might be hard to find. So I pieced together his scratchy words, the ones that I could read. After putting it all together, this is what the cowboy would need. One white female, better young than old. Someone who was tough and could handle the heat and the cold. Not too short, she needed to have some height, a lady who liked to go out and check heifers all night. She couldn't be fat, he wanted her on the skinny side, handle a horse, because all day she would have to ride. He wanted one who could cook and clean, put up with his cowboy buddies when they got drunk and mean. She needed to drive a tractor and cake cows alone, because all morning he would need to be on the telephone. Her family needed to have a lot of money, just in case he couldn't make his payments, and the bank took the place. She would get to go to town once every other week, so she could get her groceries and supplies, because he would need some sleep. She needed to enjoy rubbing his back, be able to tolerate his cussing and verbal attacks. He ended with this P.S. The pay won't be real great, but once a month, I'll tell you I love you, and let you take yourself on a date. I sat in awe as I finished printing this cowboy's ad. I had to laugh, but actually, it was kind of sad. Does he really think any woman will respond? Because he didn't even mention anything about wanting a blonde. Maybe you're not going to wipe a tear away. I don't know.
Nah, you kind of blew it right there at the end. You know that, though, right?
I know. Kelly yeah. Thompson set that in to us and wrote that piece.
Oh, the baseball blessing. How close are we to baseball?
Well, they're going to be starting up here in spring ball pretty quick.
Well, we better throw a blessing their way.
All right.
May you always find your arm slot. May all your swings be pure. Through every bruise and bad hop, I hope that you endure. May your changeup find the strike zone. May your blooper find a hole. Let all your dreams hit down the line. Stay just inside the pole. May the wind blow out when you're at bat. This is my wish for you. And if you ever in a jam, I hope that you turn to.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we'll think about that as we get closer to baseball season. Well, you know, we're over halfway done with the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, but we've got some cool concerts coming up. February 6th, Tanner Oatsray and Kenny Fielder. Old 60 with Rob Langdon on February 7th, so you can still get tickets for those.
Those are Friday and Saturday, by the way.
And we also have the Cinch Trade Show with over 400 booths and the Western Art Show and Sale going on, and rodeo events, all kinds. So Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is where you need to check things out.
And at North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more. Check it out, NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Got a few little ones for you, Mike. I thought about how mothers feed their babies with tiny little spoons and forks, so I wondered what Chinese mothers do. Do they use toothpicks?
I don't think so. Good question, though.
Yeah. If lawyers are disbarred and clergymen defrocked, then doesn't it follow that electricians can be delighted, musicians denoted, cowboys deranged, models deposed, tree surgeons debarked, and dry cleaners de pressed.
All right. Thanks for sharing those. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.